How would you like to drop 2 decades off your age?
2 decades?
20 years. Take it right off your age right now.
But then I'd be four.
Okay, so you would be four. Would you like to be four?
No, I don't want to be four again.
Okay, do you want to drop 10 years off your age?
Why? What are you talking about? Why would I want to do this at all?
Well, there's a lady, she's a nun, and people now are saying she looks amazing for her age.
Okay.
Just like she knocked 2 decades off her age. You know why?
She prayed a lot?
Because she doesn't deal with men. So they're saying now, if you cut men out of your life totally, it will make you look 20 years younger. You don't have to wear makeup. I wonder if you can turn it around, though. I wonder if you can stop the bleeding now and just freeze yourself at this age, and it will be great because you just kick men out of your... She's 55. And people are saying she looks like she's 30.
And I just want to say thank you. That's really nice. And people have been sending me direct messages.
Not to be a dick, but she doesn't look 30.
What my skincare routine is.
I think she
really
does.
Really hilarious to me because I don't really have one. But maybe I think I know what you're talking about. I think I probably have a few less wrinkles than some people might.
She doesn't have any wrinkles.
In the sun.
No, because no men.
Since the late 1990s, I haven't been able to go out in the sun. I get migraines from the sun. So
she doesn't deal with men. She doesn't deal with makeup. And she doesn't deal with the sun.
Well, she must have a very low vitamin D count then.
Shade or an umbrella or something, and that of course adds to like the whole eccentric Mary Poppins school mom vibe.
Well, that's kind of funny.
Constantly project. So,
how does a nun get on TikTok? By the way,
that's one thing. The other thing is, I used to work in the photography.
Are they allowed?
Business.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Whenever I shoot these videos, I shoot them in really good lighting. That's why I usually stand here.
Where'd you get really good lighting? And you're a nun.
Low lighting.
You have none of that.
Because low lighting is a girl's best friend. Trust me on that. And but as far as what I use on my skin, I don't really... I've never used beauty products because I think it's a ripoff. And because I'm really cheap. I was very cheap even before I became...
Because you're a nun.
Nun, so holy poverty... is not a
I was going to say vow of poverty.
I use, my skin is allergic to just about everything on earth. So I wash my face once a day and I have to use things like that Aveeno oatmeal body.
That's beauty stuff.
Wash.
Okay, let me just say the Aveeno oatmeal is about to sell out.
Buy it now. Bet on that chick in the Olympics and buy that stuff.
It's going to be flying off the shelves.
Skin. So there you go. Carry a parasol and shoot in low light and use baby stuff on your skin. And I really want to thank the people who said I look like I'm in my 30s. Maybe somebody in their 30s who hasn't slept in like a month and a half. I'll give you that at least. But in person,
listen, she looks good for 55, but she doesn't look 30.
And say,
I don't know. If you look at some 30-year-olds, let's say that smoke and
woman,
she looks really
old.
No, you're saying she looks like a bad 30-year-old rather than a good 40-year-old.
She looks like a good 40-year-old, but she's 55, so... And she has no men in her life. She has no stress, and she uses oatmeal on her face.
No, the Aveeno oatmeal, whatever that moisturizer stuff is. It's not oatmeal, but it's oatmeal.
I know, but you're out with a guy. You're out stressed nonstop, and you put Fendi stuff on your face.
I don't put Fendi. No, I, you know me. I'm still using the Mario Badescu stuff.
Okay.
So she says she uses that. So Aveeno has this whole natural, healthy skin line of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's what she uses. She uses the healthy skin, natural, whatever oatmeal treatment stuff, which I'm going to go buy immediately.
You're on Amazon right now.
I am. I just ordered it.
How much
I just ordered
is
a case.
It?
A case.
How much
no,
is
it's
it?
Cheap. It's $3.99 for a bottle. Very, very cheap. But okay. So yes, she looks amazing. She looks great at 55. She looks like she's in her 40s, not her 50s. hate to say it, she does not look like she's in her 30s because she does have the sagging jawline that women get at some point.
And gravity.
You know, she did gravity. Exactly. But and she looks great. And I think it's the no stress, no stress of kids and no stress of men. You got to lie the other way. I got to start telling people I'm 60. Mm-hmm. That way they'll be like, oh, my God, you look amazing.
Because you live on a steady diet of stress and men.
Yeah. In that order. And one one is the reason for the other. So,
yeah. So you live on that diet. That's your diet. Complete opposite of her.
Men stress me out and I stress out about the men in my life.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's that cycle is never going to end. The ship has sailed. What is what I look like.
Now, this is why I don't want to have a really nice car. I have a nice car, but you don't want to have a really too nice car because people are morons.
All right.
And this guy, he has a really nice Corvette. He decides to go out one day and Sunday drive it. And what happens? Somebody runs a red light.
Oh, no.
Not the guy in the Corvette, but the guy that ran the stop sign or the stop light. We know exactly how this happens.
Yeah, we've been there.
So this guy has spent half his life rebuilding this car. $100,000 put in this car. And when it comes to the insurance company says it's a 1958 Chevy.
Here's 25 cents.
But he's like, no, I've spent $100,000 on this car, but it's worth like 42 cents.
Right.
But the guy ran this, it's his word against yours. Oh. It's a no fault state. So yeah. 4 years of his life nonstop. He said he wished he would have stayed home. He's mad as hell. But the
can you explain to me the love of cars? I don't get it. I don't get what the difference is between the Honda that you drive and somebody with a Maserati. It's a car. Who cares about cars? I do not get the obsession with cars. You got to explain that to me.
It's the one thing I have that I enjoy. It's. I don't know. I mean, cars drive different. So you want to have or cars are faster or prestigious. Like this guy driving around in his Corvette, everybody knows who he is. It's like, look at that car.
You want everyone looking at you? Is that it? Like that's why you get a special car like that, because you want people to know who you are?
And you go to a car show and you show it off and you're proud of all the time you put into it. Look what I did. Yeah, I mean, when it comes to cars, like today, I didn't even drive my car because it was raining outside. I didn't want it to get wet. That's how bad I am.
You got a car that's not allowed to get wet? That's not a very good car. You got the wrong car.
But it's clean, and I don't want it to get wet, and then it will get dirty.
From water?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why?
I don't understand that. Water shouldn't make your car dirty. It's water.
But it does make it dirty because the dirt from the road gets up on the paint and it makes it dirty.
It's a car. It's meant to be driven in all the weather.
But it's the one thing of mine that I can be proud of and say, this is mine and I enjoy it. And it drives so much better than any other car that I've driven.
Because even your penis is not your own.
True.
And you don't really enjoy that very much. So,
but this poor bastard.
The car is the one thing.
This poor bastard, he's been sitting in his garage for 4 years, putting his blood, sweat, and tears into this freaking Corvette, little red Corvette. And this asshole's got to run a red green light and smash into it.
Right. I mean, it's not like the guy could have avoided it. Well, I guess that's the problem. A lot of these guys, when they go out driving, you can't go out driving where other people are. You got to go out to like a road where it's just like a private road. Remember when you and I were doing our syndicated show and one of the big markets we had was Minneapolis. We flew into Minneapolis and I'd met a guy on the plane who had been listening to our show. And he was like, I have a Maserati dealership. Do you want to come try driving a Maserati? And I didn't tell him I didn't have a driver's license because that didn't seem to matter to him. So he gave me and I brought the big boss with me. He gave us a Maserati to try, but he said, here's the road I want you to go on. He didn't want us driving through town in this Maserati where we can get bumped and dinged and any of that. There was like a road that was out by a lake. We didn't see a soul there the whole time. That's where you drive a car like that. You don't go into town where somebody can run a red light and hit you.
But there's it doesn't matter anymore. People are so moron. We were driving at 4 a.m. and got hit.
That's a good point.
There was nobody on the road but us and the bastard to hit us.
Right, who was probably drunk at the time.
Yeah, so we could drive in Manhattan and not get hit, but we're driving. It doesn't matter where you are.
It doesn't matter where you are. That's a good point.
There's idiots out there, but everywhere. This poor bastard, $100,000 of his life, and the insurance company goes, here's $45.
I think of all the things he could have done with $100,000, and he spent it on a stupid car.
What?
A better house.
A vacation.
No, I'm saying like a better house. So if he spent $300,000 on a house, he could have spent $400,000 on a house.
But he's driving around in his house.
A vacation with his family.
But that's it's a memory then.
It's a good memory.
It's just a memory.
Sounds like a lot of money to spend on a car.
Buy a pair of VR goggles and go on vacation in your living room. Have that memory. He has this car he can drive around and take it to a car show and maybe pick up a chick and maybe get laid.
Okay. Now you're telling me why he has the car. Okay, now you're making more sense.
But it's a little red Corvette. Every man, and you even said it, that when guys are growing up, all we wanted was a Corvette.
Right.
You know, that was the end all be all was the Corvette.
Well, and now that we're Prince for that.
And now that we're old enough that we can afford a Corvette, then the guy goes out and buys it and somebody runs the red light.
No, you make sense now. See, now you finally answered my question. You made it sound like, oh, it's the one thing we have and we like cars and they drive fast. No, it's the fact he wants to get laid. Why don't you just say that to begin with? In that car, he can get laid. That's why he has that car. That's the only reason he has that car.
He's not getting laid in a Honda. Ain't no girl going, how you doing?
Okay, well, that's my point. So why don't you just say that to begin with and stop trying to bullshit me and tell me it's the only thing I have.
It is the only thing. I enjoy my car. I enjoy my car so much, I don't drive it in the rain because it might get wet.
Well, because you're not getting laid in a Honda. That's why. But a guy like that, he's getting laid in that fancy schmancy car.